down to the 30-yard line for a 7-yard, actually a 6-yard gain. They have him spotted down at the 31-yard line from the 36, so actually only a 5-yard gain. Second down, 5 to go with 11 minutes left in the third quarter. Wisner still at the quarterback as Dustin Cady has not seen play since the first quarter for Lakers.
Jake Lawrence makes the tackle on defense for Cass City.
At the 31, receiver wide to the left, hands it off through the middle, and he's out for the running. Evan Shemka runs right into the official at the 22-yard line, may have gotten a few more yards. Still, it's a first down. It's a 9-yard gain, and a new set of downs for the green and white, moving right to left across your radio with 10:47 left in the third and an 8-6 lead over Cass City.
The junior Parker Hare makes the stop with a little help from the officials, of course.
the official just... Yeah, he had stonewalled him, I will say.
He had nowhere to go, that's for sure.
Receiver wide to the left, that's James Stork, number 81, the junior tight end. And it's a handoff to Diaz Reyes around the right end. He's acted the line of scrimmage and leaps across the 20-yard line and out of bounds. They're saying at the 18-yard line, it's going to be a 5-yard gain. Brings up second down. Clock stopped at 10:24 left in the third with an 8-6 lead.
Sam Boots there to force Diaz Reyes out of bounds.
This drive, of course, set up due to a fumble on the Cass City offense after a high snap. Couldn't quite get possession of it, and Os McCabe jumped on it. Now Lakers inside the red zone of Cass City on 2nd and 5 from the 19 or 18-yard line, and it's a handoff around the left. Actually, it's a keeper right at the middle. Even had me fooled out on that one, down to the 11-yard line. It's a 6-yard gain for Brennan Wisner, the freshman quarterback, He's looking nothing like a backup, and he's looking like a starter.
Absolutely, and he's running the read option very well, and he's gaining the confidence now to take the ball out of Mauricio Diaz-Reyes' hands when he sees a hole and takes it himself. And you've seen he runs with a little bit of power too, Clark, getting a nice gain there. Number 85, Parker Hare, in on the stop.
Minute 26 into this drive already, and the Lakers at the 11-yard line of Kansas City. It's a handoff to the left side there to number 3, Evan Shemka. Gets down to the 7-yard line, actually the 6-yard line. A 6-yard gain. Now a 4-yard to go. Second down with 9:30 left in the third. Lakers right to left across your radio on the left side of your radio, knocking on Cassidy's door.
Josh Daniels in on the stop for the Red Hawk defense.
Working off the left hash, they send number 18 wide to the right. That's Brandon Wischlager, the wide receiver sophomore. And in the pistol is Wisner, and hands us one on. He's actually going to keep it
again
for himself. Across the 5 down to the 4-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 2 yards, 3 to go for Lakers. First down marker sits at the 2-yard line. They're just beyond the 5-yard line of Cass City. As Wisner is getting to work out here, he's running back to the coaching staff at the 25-yard line on the far sideline, all the way back in between the hash marks at the 5-yard line in between every single play. It's a pitch to the right, and this one's going to hit the floor, and Wisner trying to get to Diaz Reyes, and the initial signs are saying Cass City ball, or Laker ball, excuse me, at the 10-yard line. But it's going to be a big loss, about 6 yards, and almost going to be back to the original line of scrimmage. The nose of the football is touching the 10-yard line. It's going to be a loss of 6-7 yards, actually, and it's going to be 4th and 9.
Drew Loomis in on the stop there, and almost with the fumble recovery. Nice heads-up play by Diaz Reyes to recover the fumble. But about the only mistake Wisner's made so far in this game, a pitch behind Diaz Reyes. It was all he could do to knock it down and jump on it himself.
And Lakers takes a timeout, facing a 4th and 9 in the red zone with 8:14 left and an 8-6 lead over Cass City on the WLAW Sports Network.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring. Drive to the shore and save more on a new 2014 or 2015 Chevy truck.
Hi, this is Rod Teese from Moore Shoreline in Sebring, wanting to tell you that leasing has never been better than now. You can get a 2015 Silverado Heavy Duty Crew Cab 4x4 LT. Leather spray and bed liner, all-terrain tires, 6.0 V8 Vortec motor, heated seats, navigation, zero down, 36 months, 15,000 miles per year. For everyone, the price is $429 per month, and for gym employer family members, $397.
At Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, where you'll find your new truck and find new roads.
Lakers facing a 4th and 9 from the Cassidy 10-yard line. Leading by 2, trying to extend this one out to a bit more. As we've seen already, 1 fumble on this one. It almost looks like they're setting up for going for it on 4th and 9 from the 10. The freshman quarterback. 3 wide to the left, yeah. 1 to the right. Wisner in the pistol and man behind him. Staying in the pocket, looking to his left. Now he has to scramble to his right, down to the far sideline. Has the first down. Is he in for
the
touchdown? They're not quite sure yet. No word. They say he's down at the 1-yard line.
Wow.
Regardless, he got the first down conversion on the 4th down. New set of downs, 1st and goal from the 1-yard line. A 9-yard gain for the freshman quarterback. Wow.
Unbelievable. A freshman making such good decisions. Good defense there by Cassidy. Prepared for the lob pass to the corner of the end zone. Had 2 guys over there to cover the outside receiver. Had a man up on every other one. And a great play by Wisner to get to the sideline and get the first down.
Putting 8 men on the line. It's Lakers. And it's actually a touchdown. Terrence Dubes right up the gut. And he's in for the score. And now it's 14-6. Lakers over Cassidy with 7:59 left in the 3rd quarter. A short field to work with, 36 yards. They march in for the score, the 2nd of the night for the Lakers.
Yeah, not much out of the ordinary there as they just quick snap it, give it right to your man Dubes and let him push the pile forward, which is exactly what he did.
It took 10 plays, covered 36 yards, and about 3 minutes and 27 seconds, and now they're going for 2 here, trying to make this 16-6. A 10-point game. Wisner with a man on the other side of him. And he's going to keep it for himself. And he goes in, breaks 2 tackles, and he's in standing up for the score. Two-point conversion to Wisner, and it's now 16-6. Lakers with a 10-point lead over Cassidy. It was 7:59 left in the 3rd.
It's time to ride, Michigan. Ball Equipment and Polaris are proud to announce the 2014 Factory Authorized Clearance Event going on now. All remaining 2014 models are priced to move with rebates up to $1,000 and financing as low as 2.99%. That's every Polaris Sportsman ATV, every Polaris Ranger utility vehicle, and every Polaris Razor side-by-side. Work, play, or both, right now is the best time of the year to add a new toy to your garage. The current programs are awesome, but we know that a great price is only the start. 2014 marks Ball Equipment's 70th year as a family-owned business. A lot of things have changed during that time, but our passion for service remains the same. So stop in or call either of our dealerships in Richmond or Sandusky, Michigan today. Ball Equipment, Eastern Michigan's outdoor power equipment superstore since 1944.
Offer valid in U.S., subject to credit approval. Invalid on new 2008-2014 models. Good through September 30th, 2014. See Ball Equipment for details. ATV and RVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for ages 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and make sure to take a training course. Polaris ATVs and RVs are not intended for on-road use.
Let's go. 16-6, Lakers lead over Cassidy with 7:59 left in the 3rd. That's now 16 unanswered points for the green and white as Cassidy scored first early on in this game. And they're going with a little bit of squib kick all the way down to the 34-yard line. It's picked up by Cassidy with ease across to the 36, so it's going to be 35 according to the spot. It's going to be a 2-yard regain, but now we have a player down. It's a white jersey on the far side. Single digit there. We're going to find out here. It almost looks like number 8, Brady Post. Brady Post, of course, played quarterback for a majority of last year's season for Lakers. And Lakers cannot afford any more injuries on this night here already. They've already lost Dustin Cady. Terrence Dubes seemed to have a stinger in his right arm. Stayed in the game, though, so far. Dustin Cady is at Hills and Dales Hospital here in Cass City. And now Brady Post down on the field.
Yeah, not sure what happened. Away from the play, T.J. Moore scooped up that return for Cass City, even though he didn't gain a whole lot.
Looks like they're working on his left leg, Brady Post, right at the 35-yard line. 2-yard return on the squib kick from Lakers. 1st and 10 for Cassidy after this. As they're